Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. I'm very, very excited. This is a very exciting Wednesday evening. We are on both continents tonight. I am, of course, in South Florida, and my guest, one of my favorite people in the entire wide world, Allison Metal Babe Cohen. Allison, how are you?
Hi, Jamie. You're one of my favorite people, too, and I'm so happy to be back on your show.
I am so happy you are as well. We were supposed to do this like once a month or something, but I don't know what happened with that plan. Oh, I know. You decided to travel around the world. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Kind of. Oh, my gosh. Everybody, Allison just got back. Her and her husband, Greg, you were telling me before the show, 60 days of traveling globally, right?
Yes, pretty much 60 days. We did 12 countries starting in London, all through Northeastern Europe, up through Scandinavia. Yeah, so yeah, it's a pretty major adventure.
That's awesome. That is so cool. Now, Allison, I've known you for a few years now, and you're definitely kind of a girly girl, but not a wussy girl. You know what I mean? You were a trooper. You know, you're rock and roll, metal. This was a metal trip, right? I mean, you guys saw a lot of shows and went some whacking and all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah. You know, I like how you said that. You know, I was actually, when I was a kid, I was a tomboy. You know, I climbed trees. I skateboarded. You know, I played soccer. So, you know, I still have
right.
that in me. So, yeah, I'm not afraid, you know, to sleep in a tent or, you know, get my hands dirty. So it was a lot of music. So basically it all started because there was a Black Friday sale. And it's funny because Grant and I were not even together at the time. And he just texted me and he's like, the Euro Pass is on sale. It's like 40% off for Black Friday. Should I get one? We can go to 10 countries this summer. So I said, sure, why not? You know, 1 second it took me to think about the answer, send it back. And, you know, that was last November. So it's a lot of planning. Normally, I'm a lot more spur of the moment. So we actually planned every detail of our 12 countries, our 4 flights, our 10 URLs, our, you know, planes, our overnight boat. You know, everything was planned. But it
right.
was planned around the concerts, like you said. And it's kind of funny because the first trip, you know, I mentioned briefly, we did like this where we did 10 countries, again, planned around concerts. But, you know, they're not geographically ideal. You know, it's like throwing a dart at the map. So what we did,
right.
you know, so we did a lot of back and forth. So this time, you know, we kind of planned 4 major events. We had Grass Pop, which is in Belgium, and it's about 100 bands and 100,000 people
wow.
in Belgium. That was the first,
wow.
like, major thing. And then we had Bon Jovi, and you know, they're one of my favorite bands always, and you know, I didn't care where I'd saw them, I just kept, you know, I went to their, you know,
right.
European version of Ticketmaster, and I kept, you know, just seeing what kind of seats I could get, and I didn't care where it was, you know, as long as it was in Europe. And all of a sudden, in Zurich, Switzerland, I got front row, so I'm like, oh my gosh. So I bought them on
nice.
The spot. So we're going to Zurich. And then, you know, kind of same thing with Rammstein. I'd never seen them. And so kind of ended up with the best seats, got 4 seats for them in Prague, which we'd been
nice.
For. And then, you know, the last
well,
step was the Bakken, which, yeah.
I mean,
gosh, the show is amazing. But then the last step, you know, in the planning was Bakken. And that's in Germany. I'd been a few years ago. And I applied for press. So that was kind of up in the air, you know, $200-$300 a ticket, but I'm like, you know, if we get press, we'll go. If not, you know, we'll do something else. So I got press. So there's our, you know,
nice.
4 darts on the map. So then we basically kind of connected 8 other countries and a bunch of other, you know, interesting adventures all together so we could go to those 4 concerts.
That's so cool. And this was, you know, not made possible, but a big help in this was having that EuroPass where you can, it's just like, you know, your VIP, right, on trains and all that. You travel around with that.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it's fun to actually have a thing. And I don't know anybody who knows me, but they can tell me. But we ended up only using 9 of our 10 days, but they say mail it back when you're done and they'll send you a free gift. So I mailed it back. So I'm curious,
wow,
you know, what they're going to send me, but some kind of, you know, memorabilia from my trip. And then they even said they'll send it back. Because, like, every time you get on the train, you have to handwrite all the details, the date, time, train, to and from. And if you don't, they can throw you off. So, you know, we had this crumpled up piece of paper that traveled, you know, throughout Europe with us this whole time that, you know, we mailed back for a free gift now.
That's awesome. That is so cool. I don't know if they still do it. I know years ago they did in the States here, and it's not nearly as cool as, you know, riding metros around and stuff, Europe. But Greyhound used to have a deal, believe it or not, where you could buy a I think it was like $300 for 30 days or something like that. And you just went wherever you wanted to go, you know?
That's great. Wow.
Yeah. If you're, you know, tooling around the U.S., great. Again, the old dirty dog isn't as glamorous as, you know, traveling by train to Zurich to see Bon Jovi. How cool. No, I know you're a huge Bon Jovi fan and have been since you were a lass. Was that the first time you've seen, but you've probably seen Bon Jovi before, I imagine, huh? In concert?
Oh, that was about my 30th time, I would guess.
Yeah.
I started in 87.
But it's always good,
right? Throughout the United States. Oh my gosh, yeah, one of the best live shows ever. You know, I always say, you know, people love and hate him. It doesn't, you know, really matter to me, but Bon Jovi has the formula, and there is a formula. He knows how to connect with the first person in the first row to the last person in the last, because he used to sit in that last row. So he makes the point. You know, and he was going to shows as, you know, teenager, he couldn't afford that good seat. So he has this magic formula and he makes everybody feel included and important. And it's just, you know, high energy rock and roll fun.
Absolutely. That's the key. And, you know, a lot of people, I'm telling you, anybody that's in a band, I am this way, as you know, I'm a painter. That's what I do for a living. Every time I go to a museum or an art show or something like that, even if it's not mine, man, I'm like the Terminator. I am like watching everything, you know, just do in my head, seeing what's working, what's not. And, you know,
definitely.
Anybody in a band, I would suggest when you go to a show, do the same thing. You know, learn as much as you can. And, yeah, the old Bon Jovi, John Bon Jovi, he's a good guy to learn it from, you know.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And, you know, he learned from Bruce Springsteen. You know, I mean, that's his mentor.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, but here, as far as open air shows, though, that was my first open air. You know, of course, yeah, I've seen concerts, you know, up to 18,000, 20,000+, but this was at a football stadium, 35,000 people, and we had floor seats.
Wow.
And so basically what that meant is, you know, Bon Jovi plays a good 3 hours just about. So what that meant was, you know, we got there plenty of time. We made our way to the very front. And we weren't able to leave because if we left, we would never get back. So it was one of the first times I ever completely stood still at a concert for 3.5 hours without leaving for any reason whatsoever, you know. And, I mean, it was worth it, believe me. But it was definitely, you know, a different
and amazing
experience.
Got to hold that pee, baby. Got to hold that pee. That's a big thing. I always have people that have never been to New York for New Year's Eve. They always ask me, they're like, oh, that'd be so cool to see that ball drop. I'm like, yes and no. Once you get to where you're at, you got to stay there for like 6 hours.
Mm-hmm,
not fun at all.
Exactly.
Oh, man. So that's cool. That is cool. No mishaps in this 60-day adventure?
There's
everything
always mishaps,
okay?
You know.
I got
know. But here's the thing is, you know,
no
what?
No robberies
good
or anything?
Things are going to happen. No, nothing major. The only actually the worst thing that happened is we lost our toiletries bag. So we basically had 2 backpacks and then we had an extra bag that had everything we needed for 2 months. You know, all of our fancy face cream, eye cream, toothbrush, toothpaste, everything you need outside of clothing. And we were in a hurry to get off a train in Warsaw and we left it on the train. So that was a big mishap, you know, and it's funny, they tell you to go to the police, and, you know, we spent half a day in Warsaw, Poland, going, you know, dealing with it, and then I finally said, you know what, I don't want my whole Warsaw trip to be about finding the bag. Let's just give up and start buying stuff. But, you know, it took like 3 weeks to buy everything.
In Warsaw, there is a very, I was going to say, right now in Warsaw is a very, very pretty homeless person. Their pores are beautiful. They've exfoliated. You know, they hair is conditioned.
I hope so.
They look like $1 million.
I really hope so.
You know?
Yeah, I hope so, because that was a bummer. And it's funny, too, because everything that we bought, you know, is in a foreign language. I took a picture, you know, at the end of it, because it took us, you know, 3 weeks. So, you know, at least five countries it took to, you know, replace everything that we had in that bag. I took a picture of all of it.
And at least it wasn't cameras
in different
or
languages.
Laptop, you know?
No,
at least
thank
it wasn't
God.
Like,
no, nothing. Yeah, and our passports.
Like
everything was replaceable, you know, so that was good. But, yeah,
nice.
You know, there's always
nice.
Good and bad, but you just have to, you know, accept it and, you know, stick together and, you know, move forward no matter what. Because, yeah, there's always good and bad and everything, and you just have to know how to move forward and stay positive no matter what. You know, that's what we did.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things, when you come up in conversation, which happens a lot, believe it or not, on the show or whatnot, or I talk to people in the music business and whatnot, one of the things I love about you, Allison, is you have your finger on the pulse. You know, I talk to people all over the place, in like Prague and places. And, you know, you bring up Metal Babe Mayhem, and they're like, oh, yeah, Allison, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, man, she knows everybody, everywhere. It's crazy. I mean, you're definitely the toast of the globe. It's very impressive. I suppose this is how you do it, right? Going to this stuff and being on the scene and checking it out and whatnot.
Thank you. You know, I barely sleep, and it's a 24-hour job. So I'm glad it's getting its name out there.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, in addition to being a journalist, and ladies and gentlemen, you can follow Allison on social media and whatnot, because she, you know, what you just had, your a review, right, of WAF, and I think in the Las Vegas review or something like that.
Yeah, it's the magazine I write for in Las Vegas. It's called Sin City Presents Magazine, and it is available both print and online. But yeah, you're close. But yeah, and I've basically at this point, last issue, I put in a Grasshopper review, and I also have a couple things coming up now for September 1st. Believe it or not, I have three articles with all the craziness and traveling. I managed to get out three different articles for them for September 1st.
Wow.
So, as you mentioned, I have a full Vakin review that's coming out September 1st, which gets really in-depth. I'd like to share with you, Jamie, and with everybody, my highlight of Vakin.
Yes, absolutely.
Are you ready? Yeah. I crowd surfed for the first time ever.
Really?
I did. And you know what's funny? Like
that
here in the United States, it's a whole different thing because that it was my first time.
Yeah, I figured that would
be something
you did when you were 12 or something. Wow,
it's not acceptable here in the United States. I mean, honestly, if you crowd surf, you can get evicted from a venue. I mean, it's not.
I had no idea.
It's not like here in the United States. One, and then also people here in the United States can, you know, not be so nice. In Europe, they're all about, you know, helping you here. You know, you hear stories about, you know, girls getting groped and bad things. So I've always been a little skeptical to do it. But in Europe, they literally have, you know, depending on the band, if it's that, you know, right type of music, dozens and dozens of people the entire set. They crowd surf. I helped. I couldn't tell you how many dozen people over my head during both festivals. Sometimes they're really heavy, I will say, too. And I'm like, I'm glad I worked out because – I'm helping these big guys over using all my strength. I'm, you know, got to bend down and put my, you know, legs in. But after seeing all these people crowd surf, I'm like, finally, Ed Vakin, Body Count was playing. And I said, I want to do it. And the international signal to body surf is you look at somebody and you interlock your fingers. Because, you know, most people, you know, whether they speak English or not, that's international. And so you look at someone, you do this, and then they lock your fingers, their fingers. You put your foot in their hand, and they throw you up. And you just lay on your back, and you just go for what seems like forever, all the way to the front of the stage, over the fence. And, I mean, this is, you know, football field size. You're up there a while, depending on when you get up. And then when you get over the fence, there's literally, I swear, a nice, friendly security guard that I would put my arms around. He would help me over. And then I would, you know, go on my way right in front of the stage. And it was amazing.
Nice. That is so cool.
I did that again and again and again while I was in Europe. I can't wait. I did. Yeah, it was so much fun. So, yeah. But I did, as you
That's
said,
awesome.
After doing it in Europe, I did it here in LA at the Wiltern a couple weeks ago during Demons and Wizards. I didn't see anybody else do it, but I decided, you know, I wanted to relive that experience a little. And, so
and no
problem,
though, right? No problem.
Here. And I didn't. And I even made it to the front, which is funny because all night long I wanted to get up front for Lizzie Borden. I couldn't do that. But finally, during Demons and Wizards, I found myself in the front row after crowd surfing. You know, I should have thought of that sooner. So next time.
Well, see, people, you're a little thing. And, you know, if it was me, they'd all go, no, it ain't going to happen, Jamie. It ain't. Sit
Get
down.
This, Jamie. There's a guy that we saw at the Vatican who did it in a wheelchair.
Wow.
Yeah, a wheelchair, and then to top it off, too, I saw this a few times where somebody lays down like a surfboard, and then somebody else stands on top of them. So it's like they're basically riding a surfboard to the person through the crowd. I saw that happen, too. So we could definitely, you know, get you up there in Europe, for sure.
That's fantastic. And see, folks, this is why festivals are so cool to go to, especially in Europe. How cool is that? Well, that's amazing. That is amazing. We've got, I want to let people know, in addition to being a journalist and just, you know, cool all-around gal, you also own two very cool companies. You're involved with two very cool companies. Metal Babe Mayhem, which has all kinds of clothing and accessories and just cool stuff. And MBM Music LLC, which is a music promotion company, you know, gets the word out. Has all kinds of stuff, branding, all that kind of stuff, you know, business stuff. I want to talk about this, but we also have some tracks to play tonight. Now, we were talking a little bit before we came on. Could we play a track and then get into the business stuff?
Definitely, yeah, we can start playing some music.
Cool. Now, these were all bands. Of course, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this just tells you what kind of lady Allison is. You know, she's got cool turned up to 10. I swear to God, she goes on a 60-month rock and roll odyssey all over Europe and Scandinavia, comes home to Los Angeles, and what does she do? Throws a party. You know, nothing was going on that night, I guess, right, Allison? Oh, my God. So impressed. These are all bands that we're going to be playing tonight that played that, right? That event?
Exactly. Yes. It was Rob Chevelle from Led Soul's birthday on August 16th, and we had four bands play. And, you know, while I was there that night, you know, I had the great idea, why don't I just play a song from all four of these bands on Pop Rocks? Because, you know, there's so many great bands out there, and it's so hard for me to narrow it down. You know, and of course, everybody other than the four bands is going to be like, why didn't I get played? You know, and I'm sorry, I can't play 1,000 bands tonight, or at least 20. But, you know, I thought this was a great way to narrow it down. It was such a great night, and all four bands were awesome. So I told all four bands that night about our show, and I hope they're all listening and supporting. And we can go ahead and play the first one when you're ready.
Yeah, Behold My Name. Hey, and happy belated birthday to Rob. Very, very cool guy and a very cool band, Lit Soul. This is Behold My Name. Check this out.
Heavy on the masters of seas, watch their temples burn. Witches and goblins, Aerosmith lovers, deep human beings, alien cousins, magic in the air, kill the World Bank right now.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Behold my name, Lit Soul. What a band. I love that band. So cool. So cool.
Yes. And
tonight we've got Allison
Mulvey
going on with us. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to talk over you. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you. So speaking of Lit Soul, many of you know Rob is known for playing my birthday party. So, of course, we set up another birthday party this year. So we're just kind of announcing it the last couple of days. But if everybody in LA wants to mark their calendars on September 27th, which is just 3 days after my birthday, we're going to celebrate Friday night at Universal Bar and Grill with Lit Soul and a few other bands, Ozzy Tribute. So hopefully some of our friends will come out for that show.
Very cool. Well, happy early birthday. That's exciting.
Thank you.
That's going to be a heck of a show. Now, I have to ask, I know that you're vegan and whatnot. Do you have a special cake that you get for your birthday that is aligned with your diet?
Yeah, that's the best question ever. No, I really hate cake. I don't eat sweets. And it's funny. Actually, I'm going to sneak this out now because it's coming out tomorrow. I don't know if you remember, Jamie. I put out, I don't know, a few months ago, maybe three or four, I put out 20, you know, weird, embarrassing, interesting facts about me. Do you remember that by chance?
I do remember. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so amazingly, I swear I had dozens of people, you know, bond with me and come up to me because of that. So I wrote another one, and it's called 20 More, you know, Interesting Weird Facts About Me, and it comes out tomorrow. So
oh,
one
nice.
Of the facts on there
nice.
Is that I am not a dessert person. I do not like cake or sweets. I avoid them at all costs except for when I feel obligated to have a bite or a piece at a birthday or a wedding. So ideally,
that's
no, I do not want cake. I love fruit.
That's
I love
why
some fruit
don't
for
mind
my birthday.
Helping
stick
your child
a candle
serve.
In there. I'm sorry?
I said that's why people don't mind helping you crowd surf. Because, you know, it's just like having a feather go by. Not a big deal. That's amazing.
Exactly.
One of the fun facts from her last list, ladies and gentlemen, I got to bring it up, Allison. You made it public, so, you know.
Okay.
I
did.
Surprised and amazed. She was rocking the white makeup and black tights. She was a mime when she was younger. That's true, right?
So yes, you are correct. You know, and it's actually, yes. And you know, what happened was I was living in St. Louis, you know, around, you know, the years 19-ish. I wasn't really sure what I was doing. And I got hired by an art gallery called Art Attack to get business into their store. So basically what they had me do was dress up like a mime. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, a popular street, you know, one of those where there's restaurants and bars and foot traffic all the time, you know, like it happened in an area. So they had me and a friend, Jesse, most of the time, go and get dressed up like mimes. And we would mime our way to get people to come into the store. So it was a fun time. I did it literally about every weekend for 2 years. And, you know, Jesse, you know, she passed a while back in a car wreck, but we had such an amazing time. We would, you know, just go to everybody on the street and we would do little tricks, you know, like the glass door or the rope, or, you know, we would just get them to follow us to the store. So yes, it was a fun time. And I came across some photos the other day where I was thinking about posting. I was just, you know, kind of looked at them, put them back in my closet, but maybe I'll post now that you brought it up again.
Well, you know, a fun fact. No, I don't want anybody to give Allison a hard time about being a mime, because I'll tell you, the King of Cool also started out doing miming, and that was Mr. David Bowie. So if it was cool enough for David.
Wow.
Definitely cool enough for Allison. How about that?
You know, that is great. I'll use that if I post the photo.
There you go. Oh, that's fantastic. We mentioned before we played that fantastic track by Lip Salt, one of Allison's business, I think this is the first one you started, I'm pretty sure of that, is Metal Babe Mayhem. Rockin' clothing or rocking cool people. I that's not a tagline, I just made that up. But they do have really cool clothing and accessories and whatnot. And I didn't even know you had these. I haven't looked in a minute, but I should. Because these are kick-ass. I'm at the website right now, metalbabemayhem.com. We definitely have a link up. And you're having a big sale this weekend, right? The Labor Day sale?
I have.
How cool is that? How cool are these? These are awesome.
So here's the deal. So my friend Devlin Black, he's been one of my first friends since I moved here 15 years ago, hooked me up with this guy named Larry Brett, who lives in Vegas. He used to be a Brett Michaels interpreter, but now, you know, he basically makes these killer hats. He sold to Brett, so some of the, you know, hats that Brett Michaels wears was made by Larry. He has a company called Toxic Hats, and Devlin put us in contact. So right before I left town, we came out with these two hats. We have a white and a black version with two different logos and released some, you know, before I went to travel the world. And now that I'm back, I'm doing a huge sale. So anybody listening, if you want to get 25% off and free shipping, if you're within the U.S.,
wow,
super good deal. You just have to go to metalbayma'am.com, and we'll post this, you know, in writing for anybody who doesn't have a pen. But it's Labor Day 25 is the promo.
Nice. Nice. Well,
yeah,
these are awesome. And there is all kinds. She has jewelry, clothing, and not just for women either. There is guy stuff on here and girl stuff. And, well, you know, those rockers, sometimes the guys wear the girl stuff. I'm kidding. I'm giving you a hard time.
But no, you're right. You're right. There's nothing bad about saying that. Those guys get that good fit if they put on some girl's jeans. So,
that's right.
Once they wear them, know it.
Exactly. Exactly. And again, fun fact, guess he used to also dress. No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing. Even once in a while. We love Bowie. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrate, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com, MichelleAlbion.com. Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks. Yeah, these are cool. And one of the things that I like about your clothing line, Allison, is you're always innovating. You always have new stuff, you know, and you've got, like, look at this, vegan leather chef tartans. Now, you're thinking, you know, you're on the pulse. I like that. Smart, very smart. There's all kinds of stuff. You got eyelashes here, makeup, really cool stuff. Look at this guy. Look at this Iron Maiden pendant. Man, I knew people that
Yeah, you know what? I actually have Metallica. I did a couple little posts about it, but within this week, I should have Metallica pendants, cuffs, and everything. Fully licensed Metallica is coming up in the next couple of days, too.
Wow. That is awesome. That is so cool. One of the also cool things that Allison does, Metal Babe Mayhem does, I should say, which, you know, Allison's the big cheese there, is they do a monthly playlist, which is kick-ass. She does works with all these bands, and like I said, she knows everybody. And, oh, look at this. You have videos that feature people wearing your stuff. And how cool is that? The playlist is awesome, though. It's very, very cool. And you put that out every month. You've been doing that for a while, eh?
Yeah, you know, I couldn't do August 1st because of Europe, but I actually was able to pull off July 1st, amazingly enough, even though I was on the other side of the world. But yes, the next one is coming out September 1st, sponsored by Indie Scene Radio, and got a lot of great stuff lined up already.
Oh, yeah. Gerg and them over there, that's a great podcast. He's amazing.
I know. I love that we're all a team here.
I'm telling you. Well,
yeah.
You know, I mean, there's people like to listen to cool stuff, and definitely check his. I'll put a link up on my social media. Indie Scene Radio is kicked ass. One of my favorites. I listen to it all the time, and you'll definitely be happy with that. Very, very cool. Should we play another track, Allison? The next one?
Yeah, let's go ahead and play another band that played at the Lit Soul birthday party. Who do you want to do next?
Yeah, well, how about Villains in Vogue, Bones in My Closet?
Okay, let's go ahead and play it. And for anybody in LA, their next show here is at Lucky Strike Live, September 7th. They have a free show. So let's go ahead and check out the song.
Very cool. Here it is. Villains in Vogue, Bones in My Closet. Man, Allison, what a great band. I like them. Very, very cool.
Totally. They're super fun live, too. Seriously, they're crazy live. Like, they're all over the stage. When they played at the August 16th show, like, two of the guys, like, were running over. Like, Michael Monroe style. You know, Michael Monroe's known for, you know, climbing everything in sight. These guys do that. Like, they're climbing on chairs, and, you know, walls, everything they can get their, you know, hands and feet on. So, yeah, it was definitely a great show to watch live. So, as I said, September 7th, Lucky Strike will be the next chance here in LA for that one.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, we were talking before we played the track about your website, one of them, Metal Babe Mayhem. And I mentioned the cool designs and whatnot, that you're always innovating new. You're coming out with new designs all the time. Tell us, you have a new line that's just launching now, right? Or it has just launched of shirts?
About to. The plan is Friday. So at this point, there's probably about maybe three human beings who've actually seen this, and it's so good. Normally, I send my, you know, when I have new art, I send it around, I get feedback, and everybody gives me their input. Mm-hmm. This one was so good, I didn't even do that. I saw it, you know, me and Stephen Talbot, I'll give Stephen full credit. He sent me this design. We went back and forth for a second, and we're like, this is it. We didn't even need, you know, I didn't need anybody else's feedback. This is going to be awesome. It's so different than anything we've done, but it still keeps the colors. It's still red and black. It has stars. It keeps in with the metal base theme. And we're calling it Piston of Power, and it will be available Friday. It will be T-shirts as well as a couple baseball caps and a tote bag. So we'll have, I think, five different products released on Friday with the Piston Power design by Stephen Talbot.
Nice. Well, very cool.
Yes.
And, you know, of course, Friday will be, I'll be blasting that out all over as well on my social media, just to remind everybody. Well, that's very, very cool. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything I can do, man. I love it. I love it. All the designs are so cool. And, you know, one of the things that you also work with on your website is it's official licensed merchandise. This isn't stuff that she's, you know, making in her guest room, ladies and gentlemen. This is, you know, this is big time. This is, you know, she's talking to lawyers and stuff. That's not the easiest thing in the world. A lot of people outside that area probably don't, or that field don't realize. You know, getting approval on licensing and stuff, that's not always the easiest thing. But it is cool that you're doing it, you know?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Most people, you know, companies on my level don't have licensed merch. So I think that's definitely, you know, something that helps me stand out. You know, I've got Slayer, Pink Floyd, My Chemical Romance, Blondie, there's about Green Day, maybe 10 or 12 bands I have right now. But as I mentioned earlier, I'm so excited to have Metallica. I just got approved for Metallica. And so literally as soon as I get the images, they're going up for sale at metalbabemam.com, and we will have Metallica cuffs, pendants, earrings, you know, whatever else they're going to send my way. So I will know any minute, and you guys will know as soon as I do. But I'm excited about that.
That is so cool. And, you know, it's I have a friend of mine who's a totally different genre of music, but he's in a new wave band. They were very big in the 80s and still doing stuff. We're more a little industrial now. But he was here talking,
cool.
This is the other day, and he was telling me, he goes, yeah, we played a gig in Mexico City. He goes, it is such a drag sitting there, where everybody's bringing up these unlicensed posters and bootlegs,
I hate
you
that.
Know, for him to sign. Yeah, and he's like, man, there's a nickel, there's a dime, there's, you know, adds up, you know. So, yeah, if you dig a band, purchase licensed stuff if you're going to be buying it, ladies and gentlemen. Helps the band, you know, support.
Exactly, yeah.
Off. Very, very cool.
Yeah, like the guy
now,
that's doing tunnel search, you know, have the $10 shirt. Yeah, exactly. Buy it inside. It costs more, but at least it helps the band eat a meal the next, you know, city they go to.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. And people, you know, sometimes people don't realize, especially in the modern, music has changed, and the business model of music and whatnot changed with that. A lot of bands depend. They ain't buying cars from Spotify royalties. It just ain't happening. That's, you know.
Right.
I don't know. Some, you know, the Rolling Stones might. I don't even think they are. But, you know, that merch stuff, that's part of that whole, how they make a new album, you know, stay together, you know, put out cool new stuff for you. That's, you have to support. You have to support. And getting stuff through a licensed agent is a great way to do that. That's all I'm saying. You know, I don't mean to be in a soapbox, but I'm just saying.
You're right. And so now talking about merch, you think it's a good time to give a shout out to my upcoming vending opportunities that I'll be at?
Yes, because they're so cool.
That's a good segue, right?
Absolutely.
So first of all, anybody here in Los Angeles, Orange County, my next big event, and this is big, it's 2 days with Sammy Hagar at the Sammy Hagar High Tide Beach Party on Huntington Beach, September 28th and 29th. So I will have a booth. I have been ordering like crazy the last couple of days. I will have all kinds of t-shirts, hoodies, because it's going to be cold at night, new Metal Babe cuffs, rings, all kinds of brand new and traditional Metal Babe merch we'll have at the Sammy Hagar High Tide Fest, September 28th and 29th. So that's the first big one that we have coming up here. And then from there, I've got two more. It's right on the beach.
Oh, go on.
You know, I went there
to
work with this band. Yeah, I was working with the band Save Ferris in May, so I got to kind of see the setup. But yeah, we're going to be right on the beach. It should be nice, you know, see the sunset each night. Great lineup. I mean, Richie Sambora, you know, back to the whole Bon Jovi, you know, connection. He's playing with Sammy Hagar on this, so that'll be interesting. I've never seen that before. Yeah, he's their guitar player.
Cool.
Crazy enough. Yeah, and then Steel Panther, Extreme, I think Night Ranger, Cheap Trick. So it's going to be a fun lineup, and I'm happy. I'll give shout-outs to Aaron and Crystal, my two girls. They're going to be with me, and we got three of us, so we can, you know, take turns seeing bands and having fun while, you know, working the booth. So it should be a great event.
That's so cool. Now, then, after that, in October, mid-October, you have another event, right?
It's called the Throwback Metal Fest. I've never actually been, but a good friend of mine, Martin, has been running this, and I believe this is a 10-year anniversary. It's 2 days of basic traditional metal. So you've got bands like Ruthless and Ninth Circle, just, you know, the whole traditional metal vibe for two whole days. I do have Grandstand, Peter Brown playing. I also have Defining 13, who I'm bringing from the East Coast, upstate New York, is going to be out for that show. So I'm happy about that. And I will be setting up a booth, hopefully with Michelle Nugent, for 2 days there at the Throwback Metal Fest, and that is October 12th and 13th.
How cool. And then, a week later,
oh my gosh, really, we're going to have to give you like birthday shout-outs in my Facebook Live. So October 19th, on Jamie's birthday, we're going to be at the San Diego Metal Swap Meet, and this is another thing I've never been at. Timing's not worked out, but it's just a one day. It's Saturday from 11 to 6, but it's like a metal parking lot where they're going to have a bunch of vendors. They're going to have a stage.
Nice.
Metal bands play all day. I don't know the lineup yet, but I'm looking forward to vending there on October 19th.
How cool is that? And ladies and gentlemen, the best way to keep up to date, and believe me, you want to like all of Allison's social media and whatnot, and Metal Babe Mayhem social media, and BM Music LLC social media, because she posts. She's very good about this. She posts all this, and you can keep up to date with what's going on, you know? And there's always a lot going on, Allison. I am, you know, you're right in the thick of it always, and I think that's awesome.
Yes. Exactly right. I'm in the middle of it always. Like, you know, it goes back to the I'd hardly sleep thing, and when I try, it doesn't work. So I am in the middle of all of it.
Well, you know, and it's funny because invariably you'll hear somebody, and it doesn't matter where you're at or what scene you're at. You know, people always say, well, there's nothing happening in the scene right now. And usually people who say that don't ever go and do anything. They don't support the things that are happening, you know?
Yeah.
And when you do support, ladies and gentlemen, when you go to these shows and these events and things like that, you know, first off, you're hanging out with people like you that are into cool stuff. And secondly, you know, these venues see that. They're like, hey, man, a million people showed up. We better do this again, you know? And it just keeps it going.
And you know what? When they don't show up, it has the adverse effect and they quit. And, you know, unfortunately, that's something we're facing here in L.A. In a handful of venues around me is right now people aren't showing up. People aren't promoting as they should. So we're losing venues. We're losing original rock nights. So it's very important to get out and support. And, you know, even if you can't get out and support, go share it on Facebook at least. You know, share it on your social media.
Yeah.
Give it a shout out.
Good
on the Facebook Live. At least give something if you can't actually be there.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com.
That's what I'm doing tonight. Tonight, I'm going to be going to Skinny's, which is in North Hollywood. So anybody listening who's in the Valley, Los Angeles area, we have a great night at Skinny's. Most of you should know Scum Love has been doing a night there for quite some time. He used to have two live bands and a rockaholic karaoke, but now, again, back to the lack of promotion support thing I won't get into. Now it's just rockaholic karaoke. So let's get out there tonight, show support. So what that means is if you are any type of musician or you want to play one on TV, you can come out tonight, you sign up, and you can say, I want to play guitar on Metallica 1, or I want to sing The Trooper, or whatever it is, and you sign up. And so basically every single song they do all night for like 3 hours is like five different people get up and they play instruments and they sing. And it's kind of like a live karaoke experience. And it's super fun. I've done it before. I'm not good at it. I'm not going to do it tonight. I'm saying no. But I will go and support for Scum Love's birthday tonight.
She says that now, ladies and gentlemen. She says that now.
I know. I can be persuaded. You're right. I did do karaoke in Helsinki, by the way. I sang two songs I've never sang.
Really?
And it was so much fun. Yeah, I did Epic by Faith No More.
Nice.
You know that song, Epic?
Nice. Absolutely.
I did that. That was so much fun. I'm
picturing that flopping fist in my head.
The fist? I know. You can't, yeah. Every time you hear it, you think of that poor fish. And then, like, I was actually talking about it recently, and then there's, like, mixed, like, reviews. Like, sometimes they say the fish is okay. Sometimes they say a bunch of fish died. Like, I don't really know what happened.
Oh, I think
I think
okay.
of the floppy fish.
I think
fish.
He's okay and living a Hollywood life as we speak right now.
I hope so.
Yeah,
all these years later.
That's right.
But, yes,
he's
I'd
at Huntington
love
Beach, living at the beach.
Maybe I'll see him. Maybe I'll come to my booth at the show. That would be fun. I'll be like, hi, I'm the epic fish.
He, that's how he meets all the girls. You know. Make you a star.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And
hey,
the other
in addition to
it,
Skinny tonight. Oh, go ahead. Finish your thought. I'm sorry. We have another song.
The other song I did, which is kind of funny because most people who know the Violent Femmes know them for their song Blister in the Sun. They did not have
right.
that song at the karaoke. However, they had the song, I believe is after that on the same album, cassette, whatever you're going to call it, which is called Kiss Off. And Kiss Off, when it came
oh,
out,
yeah.
was my favorite song. Do you remember that song?
That song's awesome. I do.
I know,
very
right?
well.
And I sang that song at karaoke in Helsinki, and I was just, you know, screaming my guts out. You know, anybody knows the song gets it. And
nice.
It was so much fun. I loved it. But I don't know, you know, doing it
that's...
in another country, I didn't know anybody was fun. I don't know if I'd do it here, but it was a great time.
That's so cool. Now, before I forget, we have to do a big birthday shout out today also, because today's a very important day. As I understand it, it's Allison's mom's birthday today, right?
Yes, you're right. And, you know, my mom's in St. Louis, but I did talk to her this morning and got to, you know, talk to her on the phone. And then we got on, you know, the video chat and I got to share her birthday celebration. We sang her happy birthday over the phone and we opened presents
nice.
And saw some cards. And yes, thank you for bringing up Jamie. So I know my mom and my dad are going to listen tomorrow after the celebrations are done. So, Mom, I wish you a happy birthday live on the air on Pop Rocks Radio from Jamie and I.
That's so cool. That's so cool. Your poor mom. And I'm sure, Allison, she loved all the Metal Babe Mayhem t-shirts you probably sent her for her birthday and the rock and roll cowboy
hat.
No,
she gets looked at a bit more when she wears the Metal Babe shirt in the grocery store. She's told me, I hope you don't mind me saying this, Mom. She did tell me once that when she wore it in the store, she was getting some looks. So, you know, my mom's a Metal Babe.
That's okay. That's right. That's right. Without her, we wouldn't have had an Allison. So how cool is that? Thank
exactly.
you very much.
Exactly.
I hope she's had a fantastic day and it continues to be an awesome year. Very, very cool. Let's do let's do the next track, Allison. We've got
okay.
the next one up we've got is Burning Red, Don't Let Go.
Yes, and I'd like to say that the reason I picked this song is because, again, Burning Red played on August 16th, and this song just stood out. It was such a fun live song. It was one of those sing-along where even if you didn't know it before the song started, you're waving your hands in the air and you're singing along. So I told Michael, who's the singer and plays guitar, I said, I want to play that on Pop Rocks Radio. And here we go. Let's play Don't Let It Go from Burning Red.
Here it is.
Hey, so tell me, you think you're all alone? Again.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. That was Burning Red, Don't Let It Go. Very, very cool track, Alice. I like that one a lot as well.
Yes, fantastic. And for anybody track. Here again in LA, they're playing October 16th at the Whiskey with Tantric. So hit them up for some discount tickets if you want to go.
Nice, nice. And that's something we should always say, too. If you can, whenever a band plays, and really pretty much anywhere, the best way to do is get your tickets to the band, man. They always have deals and whatnot. Allison always has deals on tickets. Every week, Allison, you're always on Facebook with killer deals on tickets. I mean, I don't know how that works, but
you're exactly right. Like if you go to the venue, you're going to have to pay a service charge. You're going to have to pay, you know, their handling fee. And the band doesn't make any money. So it's funny, Jamie, as you say this, how many people I know, like literally that I look in the eyes and I have conversations with weekly that don't understand this concept. And it kind of drives me crazy. So you're right. No, if anybody wants to see a band play, check with the band to see if they have tickets, because that goes back to them making a few bucks on their ticket, a few bucks on merch, because that's the only way they can make money anymore. So you're 100% right on that.
Absolutely. And I will say this, ladies and gentlemen, as for those who listen to the show regularly, everybody knows I'm an old man. I am an old man. I have been to a lot of shows over the years. And I'll tell you, what you always have at every show is a merch table. Every show. I've ran a lot of merch tables over. That's how I used to get into see bands, actually, back in the day.
Of course.
When I was a kid. And, you know, because I'm pretty. That's all I can say. I'd sit there and sell shirts and stickers. Very true. Anyhow, it's so important, and it helps out so much. And you know, people ask me all the time, they're like, these bands we hear on your show, where should we buy, you know, how do we get their music? I'm like, at a show. Go to the show if you can and get their music there. Get it directly from the band if you can. iTunes are convenient.
Definitely.
I have nothing against them. But the band makes more money when you buy it direct. I will just say that. A big industry secret on the cut of iTunes. People would be outraged and running in the streets if they knew how little the band
makes. Well, like you said, even the Rolling Stones can't, you know, buy a car on Spotify. That should kind of sum it up.
Very true. Very true. Oh, man. So also, we should talk... in addition to Metal Babe Mayhem and all the cool stuff that you've got on there, all the awesome products and everything, you also have are involved with, I don't know how that works, but you're one of the big wigs there at MBM Music LLC. Tell us a little bit about that and what that's about. I think this is one of the coolest things ever, but let us know.
Well, thank you. Appreciate the compliment. We're kind of on hold, in a sense. I kind of have as much as I can handle at this point. You know, I have bands coming to me all the time, you know, wanting to get in the door, but I do have two assistants, by the way. I wanted to give a big shout out to you. So this seems like a good point. So Jesse Burgeon, who is also in the Cheeseburgans and Diabology. Jesse has been doing my social media updates all summer while I'm gone. So thank you, Jesse. Mm. He's been on the MBM Music Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram. So thank you, Jesse. Check out his band, the Cheeseburgans, which is a family rock band. His little sister sings. His mom plays bass. His dad plays drums. They're a super cool local band here. And then he has his own project, Diabology. So please check them out. Jesse's been a lifesaver to me. And then also Tony Smith. Tony lives in St. Louis. I give so much credit to Tony. Like, she reminds me of me when I was 19. And I met her through a mutual friend. She's one of my closest friends, cousin's daughters. You know, we met early in the year, and I just saw me and her, and she loves music, and she loves California, and, you know, I kind of took her under my wing. So Tony has been doing all this complicated behind-the-scenes stuff, like with the websites, and one's way harder than the other, and she's learned them both, and she's been amazing. So MBM Music,
that's awesome.
And Metal Bay Man wouldn't have, you know, persevered as well as they did the last, you know, few months with me being gone without Tony and Jesse, so thank you. To them both. But yeah, that's going to be a music. It's a promotional site. But yeah, honestly, I don't really have time or room for anybody new. If somebody like wows me, you know, the point where I'm like, oh my God, you're the greatest thing I've heard in 10 years, you know, maybe. But other than that, I'm very happy with the bands I have now. I really don't have room for anybody else. And, you know, we've got probably about 10 bands, maybe even 8 that I'm working very closely with. One is Staring Black. We just had out in Malone. You know, there's about 8 to 10 we're working closely with, and I'm happy to keep it at that for right now because we don't really have the bandwidth to do much more at this point.
I gotcha. Yeah, we had Frank Black on the show a while back. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, I remember.
I really big.
Yeah, totally. He's
really nice.
He's
guy.
So fun, and he's so supportive. Like, I love how supportive he is and how enthusiastic he is, and he's just, you know, 100% in. You know, I love that about him, and with Staring Black too.
No, that's awesome. That is awesome. Well, the next track we have, the Via Allison, is this track is by Riog, right? Am I saying that right? And it's Daily Grind.
Yeah, I believe so. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Here's an interesting fact, Amy. I just actually learned this while preparing for this interview. But Riog is an Indonesian dance main character, which is a creature of a crossbreed between a tiger and a peacock. Like, how cool is that? I had no idea. I've heard of Riog all these years, and I just learned that.
I had no idea.
Chose that as their name. Yeah, it's a representation of the heaviness and memorable melodies in their music. But yeah, that's pretty cool. So that's what a Riog is, and that's how they came up with the name. So yeah, we've got Daily Grind. We can go ahead and play by them.
I will be telling my fiance Danny that she is in love with peacocks and tigers. She just got a big peacock.
Oh my God, it's perfect. He's a pair of Riog, and then put Riog on it, and then maybe get some commission.
There you go. That's a good. Maybe I'll do that for Christmas. She just got a big giant peacock tattoo done, and like a big one on her arm, and
wow.
She had to go twice because the tattoo artist tapped out. She didn't tap out. The artist. He's like,
that's crazy.
And, well, I mean, you know, after the first 10 hours or whatever, he's like, okay.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah, it's big. It's big. And this funny story about that real quick. She, because she went to the Gulf side of Florida to get it done. And, you know, she was sending me pictures. And I'm like, oh, man. Because the background was, like, super dark. And it looked almost like a bruise, you know. And it didn't look that great. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh. And how do you tell your gal, you know, that just spent all this time and you know, money on this, that, and it's a tattoo, you know, it's hard, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, that's permanent. And it wasn't looking at, and so, well, that background's kind of interesting. And she's like, no, that's the bruising because I'm so pale. That'll be a light gray.
Aww.
And it is now. Yeah. But I didn't know, you know, but I was worried for a second.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next-generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month. After $31.25 per month credit, apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rocks Gear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierocks.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled LapothecaryUnique. LapothecaryUnique.com.
Anyhow, speaking of peacocks and tigers, here it is, Reog Daily Grind. Check it out.
Another day gone.
everybody. Daily Grind, Reog. I like that album. Very, very cool. That's a good track. Now, we also have a couple things coming up. And now, you've got the your birthdays coming up. You mentioned that earlier. That's end of September. Lit Soul's going to be playing that, and that's at the Universal Bar and Grill.
Yes, exactly. Lit Soul plays. There's a few bands. I'll give them a shout-out. Honestly, I don't know them, so they should be super happy that I give them a shout-out because I honestly don't. But they're called Seventh Freedom, Solitary Friends, Ozzy Train is a Ozzy tribute, and the Nikki Sky, which I did look all them up and friend them. But, yeah, honestly, Rob, you know, and I planned the birthday around his performance. So, yeah, nice. It's going to be great. And then also if all goes well, hopefully I'm not leaking too much, but I know here up in a few minutes we're going to be playing a new song, right? We're going to be playing the Magical Pill.
Absolutely.
Okay, right. So can we talk about that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so first of all, my dad is a very creative person. We mentioned my mom earlier. My dad has been a very creative person as long as I can remember. You know, I mean, he even made like these ethics, value cards. When I was a kid, he had this artist like draw these value cards, and, you know, and it's the whole idea was it's kind of like a deck of cards, but each one has a value on it and you number them, you know, 1 through 50. And then, you know, as years go by, you redo it and, you know, see how your values change. So I have several stacks of these. So my dad's always been very creative. We've written songs together in the past. And earlier this year, when I was visiting with my family in St. Louis, my dad said, I'd like to write a song about Metal Babe Mayhem. I feel like you need a theme song that, you know, really just says Metal Babe Mayhem. So I said, okay. And so him and I sat down and, you know, the creative juices started flowing and we actually wrote a song called Magical Pill together.
Nice.
Music and lyrics, you know, melody. I'm really good at writing the melody of songs and music, you know, of course need a band from there. So we wrote this song Magical Pill. And, you know, all these months later, we're about to actually release it, you know, tonight for the first time, which is amazing. But I give full credit, first of all, to Denny Stelly, who is in many bands, but most known for his C4OC band and radio by the same name. Good friend of mine. And he took this project under his wing. He recorded an acoustic version, singing and playing guitar of Magical Pill. And then to top it off, he created a video. So on September 14th, which is going to be at Universal Bar and Grill again with Corners of Sanctuary, an amazing ASL band called Wicked World. And we're going to do the release on September the 14th. At Universal Bar and Grill with Corners of Sanctuary also. So it's going to be great, and we're going to release the video. So anyways, I thought, you know, last minute tonight, as you know, about 4 o'clock, we're like, hey, why don't we play this song live? So I'd like to play this acoustic version live, but I'd also like everybody to know that we have a metal version in the works. So, you know, this is just a teaser. So keep posted because we're going to have a full-blown heavy metal version coming out and a new video, and my dad saw the video today. He's very pleased. I'm happy. Denny's happy. The whole, you know, C4 family's happy. We're calling the project C4MB. Yeah, obviously C4 is for the C4OC and Metal Babe. So we have this magical song that we're putting out. So I don't know, should we play it now or should we wait?
No, we should play it right now. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Here it is, everybody.
Okay, let's
C4MB.
Play it. C4MB.
That's right. Here's the drum roll. I need to get a drum roll sound effect. What the heck? Next time you're on, Allison, we will have that. Here it is. This is Magical Pill.
And cheer and put your hands in the air. happy cheer and put your feet in the air. Feel so good, we close our eyes. Take it all in, let the magic begin. See the music, the band, the fans. We're a big family, that old baby can. Feel the beat, heart to my feet. Just can't stand still, our magical pill. Feel the beat, heart to my feet. Just can't stand still, our magical pill.
What a cool track. That is awesome, Allison. Very, very cool.
I know. I love it. That was cool.
That's very cool, man. I felt like I was, at Andy Warhol's factory just now or something. That's so cool. I'm digging that.
I know. It's such a sing-along. So I'm hoping if all goes well, they're hearing it first. Literally, this is the world premiere right now on Pop Rocks Radio. So how cool is that?
That's awesome. I'm honored. We don't deserve
Yes,
it.
I know. We just,
fantastic.
Last minute, but so cool. And then we're going to put it on the C4OC radio show, and I'm going to put it on the Metal by Mayhem playlist September 1st. So get it out there.
Nice.
And then September 14th, anybody who can be live at Universal Bar and Grill, I hope for a sing-along. So everybody, hit repeat, learn the lyrics, come clap and sing with us because it's going to be fun.
That's awesome. That is so cool. That is very cool. Well, you've always got so much going on, and it's so exciting. I wish I lived closer, Allison. I wish I lived closer because,
you guys are
definitely people I would want to hang out with. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are in the greater Los Angeles area, you can hang out with Allison and all of her fun group of friends anytime you want to, because Allison, I mean, you go out, four times a week, would you say? Probably
five. It feels like that, or maybe it looks like it. Honestly, it's one or two. I just make it count.
Really? I gotcha.
Yeah. It's really one or two. Like, I'm going out tonight, and then I'm not going to go out until Sunday. We have the Rainbow Bar and Grill party on Sunday, where they close out the parking lot. We've got Pretty Boy Floyd as one of the headliners, along with Steven Adler,
nice.
Hurricane. Some of my friends' bands are opening, Metal Knights, Angelus, Violacin. So, yeah. So, basically, this week is two times. Tonight at Skinny's and Sunday at the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Oh, that's fantastic. I hear you. We talked about it before. We're going to talk about it off the air, but man, we got to do this more often. I had so much fun tonight. I always do. You are so inspiring. It just pumps me up, and that's such a good thing. My hat goes off to you, Allison. My hat goes off to
Thank
you.
Thank you. I love that. I love to hear that, and I do love our friendship and being on your show and, all of our support for one another and our community collectively. So
I'm telling you.
Definitely happy to be part of it.
That's what it's about, ladies and gentlemen, community, and no matter what scene you're in, you have to, you can do more together than apart, always, always, and it's a good thing.
Exactly.
Like, I want to let everybody to recap. This weekend, big cowboy hat sale over at metalbaymayhem.com. Toxic Hats, you can save 25% with the promo code LaborDay25. Just mention that at the door and they'll get you in. No, I'm kidding. But no, you'll save money on the hats. Very, very cool. September 1st, the issue of Sin City Presents will have Allison's, Allison, I always call it Wacken. I'm wrong on that. It's Wacken, right? That's how to properly say it?
Let me just say, it's almost like you're a German vampire, and it's kind of funny to say, but it's Wacken. So, like, the A,
Wacken.
I don't even know how you say it, Wacken. So, yes,
Wacken.
One of the first things I learned when I went in 2015 is it's not Wacken, it's Wacken. I've almost run into
Wacken.
Rockin', right? Rockin' at Wacken. It's Wacken.
Allison, that makes me want
but
to
yes.
smoke a cigarette out of a long holder. And say darling right after.
And then
after
you can it. Say it right.
Vulcan, darling.
Yeah.
Much
I know, like it's kind of vampire.
I love it. I love it. Okay. And then next up on our review, we've got the Magical Pill release. We were just talking about that. That is September 15th. And that's at the Universal Bar and Grill. So you got to be there September 15th.
So, Jamie, the event is the 14th.
I'm sorry.
The 14th is
the event,
and then on YouTube, it will be live on the 15th. That's why you're thinking the 15th. So, yes, live at Universal Bar and Grill the 14th, and then on YouTube the 15th.
How cool is that? Very, very cool. And then on the 27th, you know, well, there's nothing happening. No, I'm kidding, of course. It's the big Allison birthday show, Metal Babe birthday.
Yay.
It's actually 3 days after her birthday, but that's okay. She'll
oh,
have her
Jamie,
ID sorted then if she can get in. Sure.
Jamie, I have another shout out real fast. So anybody listening, my real birthday is September 24th. So the closest celebration, if anybody is interested, is going to be at the Whiskey September 25th. I think it's a Wednesday. My band I work with, War Within, they're totally awesome. They're opening for a band, I don't know if I can remember what they're called because I wasn't listening to music in the 90s. Oh, my gosh. It's so bad. It's four letters. I'll have to post something underneath this because I'm bad right now. I don't want to guess. But anyway,
sure.
War Within's playing, and that's why I'm going. They're going to make my first birthday party on September 25th, and I will give a handful of my friends a free ticket. So if you want to come celebrate my birthday at the Whiskey, just message me, text me, and I will give you a free ticket for the show. So let's go celebrate the 25th at the Whiskey with War Within and then the 27th at Universal Bar and Grill with Lit Soul.
Nice. Nice. And I'll tell you this, ladies and gentlemen.
Flaw.
Allison.
I'm sorry, Jamie. I remembered. They're called Flaw. F like Frank. It's F-L-A-W. Are you familiar with this band, Flaw?
You know, I remember. I was a lot of martinis ago. I do remember them, actually, seeing them.
Okay,
or seeing the name.
Tonight.
That's awesome. How cool is that?
Okay, so we'll find out how they are on the 25th. But they're playing, but I'm obviously going for War Within and to celebrate my birthday with the band and some friends.
Nice, nice. And I wanted to tell people, you know, here's the thing. I'm going to give you a little inside tip here. Allison's one of those people you want to hang out with. If you're in the business, if you're in a band or something like that, yeah, man, because you never know who's going to be hanging out with Allison. I'm telling you, connections, connections, connections. Very important. That's all I'm saying, Allison, you know. But they want to hang out with you because, of, you know, you're you. It's just a bonus that you know everybody in the business. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
very true. Now, also, after that, let's move to September, you know, a couple days after this, September 28th and the 29th, you got to hit Huntington Beach, the Hyatt, right? Sammy Hagar's house
Huntington
or Sammy
beach
Hagar's party?
On the beach, yes. The High Tide Beach Party,
oh,
September 28th and 29th. Mm-hmm.
Nice. Nice. That cat is still going, man, and he does it well, you know. I think he... Let me ask you this, Allison. You probably know this better than me. He lives a good life, though, right? He eats right and all that kind of stuff, takes care of himself. Sammy Hagar.
I think so, yeah. I really
He has to. Oh, man. I wake every every morning, and I feel like the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz. It's terrible.
No.
An oil can. Oil can. Anyway, and then the 12th and 13th, Throwback Metal Fest. And then on the 19th,
yes.
Allison and the gang will be down in San Diego at the swap meet, the metal swap meet down there in San Diego. Very, very cool.
Yes. Exactly.
And then, of course,
good recap.
Tonight's the big Scum Love's birthday party at Skinny's
mm-hmm.
tonight, and Allison's mom's birthday. So, very, very cool. Lots going on. And I will try to talk Allison into being on the show come like November or October or something like that, so we can catch up on everything happening then. Because Allison,
okay.
You got so much free time.
Oh,
I
yeah.
had to say it on the air just to kind
me.
Of twist
Anytime.
Your arm a little bit.
On the air, in person, hopefully at some point. But yes, I'm happy to be on your show anytime. Thank you.
Oh, that's so cool. Well, I want everybody to get over there. We have links up to Allison's website and whatnot, Metal Bay Mayhem, and MBM LLC, of course. And follow and share. Hit that follow and the share button. Let your friends know about these cool sites. It's, they will be glad you did. They'll probably buy you something cool for just letting them know about the cool site. How about that? Very, very cool.
Perfect.
Allison, I had so much fun tonight. You're always a blast to have on. Thank you for, taking time to be on the show. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jamie. I'm so happy to be on your show. And definitely, let's do it again soon.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you this before we end tonight. You already know this. Allison, keep doing what you're doing. You're so good at it. You really are. It's amazing.
Thank you. I love to hear it. Even though you say I know it, a lot of times I don't feel it. So it's nice to hear. So I appreciate you saying it, honestly.
Well, we all enjoy everything you do and these great shows.
Thank you.
Exposing us to new bands and, it's fantastic. Well, folks, that's going to do it for us tonight. We are we're going to wrap things up. This episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms. And all the podcasting platforms. That's a new thing. We're on just shy of 200 now. It's amazing. The big one, of course, is Apple Podcasts. They used to call it iTunes. And then so many people got podcasts. They rebranded. They had a big meeting. And they said, let's change the name to Apple Podcasts. So they did. And that's great. But we're on that. If you take it, if you're listening to the show on Apple Podcasts in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review. Doesn't cost anything. It just takes a second. And it keeps us up at the top of the page. And when I talk to our advertisers, it makes my life so much easier. I really appreciate that. So it keeps the lights on around here. It's awesome. I can buy expensive food for my wrinkly dog. It's fantastic. Okay, we are out of here. We will be back tomorrow afternoon. I will have a couple of the actors from this movie is all over the place right now. It's just doing gangbusters. It's the best B movie I have seen all year. It's called The Velociraptor, and it's about a pastor who, turns into a dinosaur and fights ninjas. It's amazing. that's very true. We will have the main actors on tomorrow afternoon with that, and we will see you then. Have a great night, everybody. Thank you, Allison.
Thank you, Jamie, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Please visit me at metalbabemayhem.com.
Very cool. See you next time, folks.
Bye. This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.